A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony and Val McGinley with me. Good morning to both of you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
There you go. I have a quick question for you. People giving out this morning that there are more important things to worry about in the world than the tiara at the Rose of Tralee. I digress. I think to get through the serious stuff, you need to have a little bit of light-hearted stuff as well to occupy your mind. What do you think, Tony?
Yeah, there's a place for all sorts of behaviour, and that is part of it, yeah. But I wouldn't make a huge thing out of it at the same time. Yeah.
No, no, indeed. Val, I know you steer clear of the serious stuff.
I think if people like it, good luck to them and like it. Yeah. And if people don't like it, good luck to them and don't like it.
Yeah, you're free to switch over on the television. You're free not to get engaged in it and all of that. So you have your own choice. We'll get to our first query this morning. This comes in from a listener who says, I have three grandchildren in two different families. My problem is that one of my daughters expects me to be able to babysit whenever at the drop of a hat. My question is, should I continue to comply or should I challenge this situation?
Okay, I'll go on this one, okay, Jerry. I don't think you should either comply, listener, or challenge, listener. What I would do in this situation, and again, like the Rose of Tralee Festival, make up your own mind, please.
Yes.
I would say, not able to do it, have another appointment. Now, the appointment might be with the Rose of Tralee Festival, or it might be with eating grapes. Whatever, I wouldn't explain, I would just say,
I can't do it because I have to do this, and it's very serious and all that. You don't tell, just say, no, I can't do it, if you are going to say that, is what you're saying.
Sorry, Jerry, say again?
What you're saying there, the point you're making about whether it's an important or whatever, it's important to you, you don't have to explain what it is to the person to say, I can't do it.
If I give an explanation, my daughter might find a way around it.
Yeah.
Whereas if I don't give any explanation, and I wouldn't give explanations, I would just say, I won't be able to do that, I'm not available.
Okay. And if there's a pushback against that then, Val, how would you deal with it?
If there's a pushback against...
If there's outrage, or like, what? What are you doing?
Say, look, I'm really... I'm not sorry because of the circumstances. You're going to have to make alternative arrangements.
Okay.
So be it.
Okay, Tony?
Yeah, I think this is a slightly bigger issue than just between mother and daughter and babysitting and so on. It's about expectations. And one of the things that's happening in the world today is the expectations of oligarchs and empire builders. And if we allow people to develop expectations, it's not very good. So my quick answer is no. You shouldn't comply. You should, set out a series, as Val said, of excuses, you know, and do that three or four times in a row so that your daughter gets the idea that, no, you can't be called on at the drop of a hat and that she will have to book you a week ahead or several days ahead or whatever. And it's an educational thing. That's something that should be, as it were, got into kids when they're, 8 or 9 onwards, sort of that age. You know, that they can't, you know, just simply demand and expect.
Yeah, and in relation to Jerry's question, if there's a kickback, I would say, look, you need to ring me at least a week beforehand. So that I can book that slot. And even then, I would throw in no's occasionally, so as the person gets used to hearing the word no, and I get used to saying it.
You will get a reaction because, I mean, I remember it happened to us years and years ago when our kids were young. We were giving other kids a lift to school for quite a long time, for maybe a couple of years. And then, for some reason or other, we couldn't do it. And there was no thank you. There was really feeling of, how dare you sort of stop this service to us.
Yeah.
And expectations, as I say, are a bad thing.
Yeah.
No, we all expect certain things, but, you know, expecting someone or something to provide something on a regular basis is not on.
It's not fair.
No. No, it's not fair. It's a sense of entitlement and all of that. Okay, we're going to talk more about that. We've more queries to get to with Tony and Val. Get them into us now if you have them for us. We'll have more on A Problem Shared after we...
A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, in relation to our last query, a listener gets in touch and says, why do grandparents set themselves up for babysitting? Her own mom told her grown-up children, when they were starting having their own families, I'll babysit if I'm available, but I'm not changing my life for ye. Straight up from the start, and that was it, and that's the way to do it. What yeah. do we think?
And I would say, however, it is very, as a listener rang in last week and said, it's very important that grandparents and grandchildren connect.
Yes, yeah, have a connection. That's very important. Yeah. Tony, what do you think? Is that the way to do it?
Yeah, I think it's just down to a bit of common sense, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, getting outrageous expectations that the grandparents are, you know, that they are, or that the parents are the bank of mum and dad and are there for babysitting. That's something that has grown in the last 20 years or so.
Yeah.
And it's outrageous and it needs to be changed.
Yeah.
I do think we, as this listener said, we set ourselves up. We say yes, 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 yes. And then a time comes when we're not able to do it and all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, it becomes a big issue then and a big thing. And that's part of the problem when it comes to it. Okay, if you've got a view on that, a listener gets in touch and says, as well, I've just retired from my job and I've had many different views to it. For example, how are you going to pass your time? You're too young to retire. Now, I don't want to be seen as the one who's going to be available always in my family's mind. I've lots to do, but how do I sort this out and insult no one? So there you go, similar sort of question,
you're
Tony.
You're going to insult somebody because somebody will have expectations, that's for sure. You know, just lay it out very carefully to close people close to you. Set your rules and make sure people understand them. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's very important, whatever the scenario is, to throw in a no occasionally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I have an alarm around my wrist. Someone who was responsible for me getting the alarm said, ring once a week to check that the battery is okay. Now, I actually find that hard to do, so I can see the wisdom of ringing once a week so that I get used to doing it.
Yes, yeah. And the important thing, Val, is to have, when it comes to retiring, and it's you'll have your excuse if you're doing something, if you're busy in retirement, have a plan. Whatever time you retire, have a plan for what you're going to do in your retirement. Don't try and come up with a plan after you retire.
Have a half a dozen plans.
Yes. Yeah. Very important point. Very important point. Okay, guys, listen, brilliant stuff. My thanks to you again for A Problem Shared. Tony and Val McGinley.